אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hello, Shalom. I'm Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton from the Great Synagogue in Sydney.
Welcome to Shalom Australia on SBS Radio. Rabbi, the high holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, approaching very quickly. And our listeners are not sure what to do. Should we go to the synagogue? Shouldn't we go to the synagogue? And I'm talking about Sydney. I think in Melbourne is a different story. But what would you advise our listeners in Sydney?
I think anybody who is vulnerable to suffering greatly as a result of contracting coronavirus shouldn't be encouraged to come to shul or indeed any other non-essential public place. So the elderly and those with existing conditions, I certainly wouldn't encourage them to come. The policy of my shul and many other shuls is not to prevent them from coming because there may be very important psychological, emotional reasons why they ought to come. But I wouldn't encourage somebody who's at risk in terms of COVID to attend synagogue. Those who can come, I would encourage them to see what their synagogue is doing. And the Orthodox synagogues in town are all making arrangements so that everybody can come to at least some service over the course of the high holidays. Not all the services they went to last year, for as long as they came last year, but everybody will be able to attend at least some service at the synagogue of their choice, including my own synagogue, the Great Synagogue.
So let's talk about your synagogue. For people that feel that they are not at high risk, I do fully understand and I agree with you, people that are vulnerable, if they've got other underlying conditions, diabetes or other diseases, should actually avoid public places at any time. But people that feel that they are not at high risk and have the need to go to the synagogue during the high holidays. How does it work with the Great Synagogue in the city?
We are offering a range of services to our members, essentially three major services each day of Rosh Hashanah and four services on the day of Yom Kippur, plus, of course, Kol Nidre, the eve of Yom Kippur. According to government regulations, we can have 100 people at each service and we have around 800 members. And so people are registering for those services and we can give them one or two or maybe even more in some cases of those services that they can attend. We're making sure that we clean the whole synagogue between services. There'll be breaks between the services for cleaning to take place, and we're making sure that we don't exceed the number that we're allowed, but we're making each of those services, please God, beautiful and meaningful and a chance for people to be in their shul and be with each other on these holiest and most important days of the year.
We are talking to Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, the Chief Minister of the Great Synagogue in Sydney, and you are listening to Shalom Australia, SBS, with Nitza Lowenstein. Rabbi, let's talk about Rosh Hashanah. It is interesting, last year we welcomed 5,780, and I'm quoting you. You've written a really beautiful article, the Australian Jewish News, and you say that while we recited the Unetanei Tokef last year, the prayer, it's a very famous prayer that says, Mi chye umi yamut, who will live and who will die, by fire, by water, or by plague, by magefa. And I remember whenever I listened to this Netanei Tokef, I really loved this prayer. It's so true because we don't know what the future brings and we really hope and pray for a good year. But also the word magifa, plague, we thought it's only happened in Middle Ages time or maybe last time, 100 years ago, during the Spanish flu. How do you feel now when we are approaching 5,781?
Well, I think we can actually be optimistic because I think the coming year is going to provide relief from the suffering that we endured over the past year. And we can also take strength, I think, in two ways. First of all, we understand now just how resilient and how strong we are. If we'd been told last Rosh Hashanah, by the way, this is what the year to come has in store for you, we'd all have run a million miles. We'd all gone to live in Antarctica and to try to avoid the whole thing. We would think to ourselves, how could we possibly endure and cope with the trauma and the difficulties of the coming year? even us in Australia, where we've had it comparatively lightly compared to America, Europe, elsewhere in the world. And yet, as we dealt with each day and each week as they came, we did endure and we did cope. And that shows just how strong we are. And if we can use our strength for the purpose of coping with a disaster, we can use our strength for the purpose of building something positive. That's the first, positive thing we can take away. And the second thing is, I think we've learned about ourselves and what we care about. So there's been a real explosion in care for each other, for a desire to think creatively about how we reach each other, how we help each other, how we express concern for each other. We've grown, I think, as compassionate people over the past year, and we can take that newfound compassion and care and concern into 5781. It's not just about reversing the negatives of the past year, it's about reaping the positives of the past year and making them even more potent in the year and years to come. Because when things return to normal, it would be a great shame if we lost what we've gained in terms of a feeling of connectedness to the people, which we've had to really hew out of the rock for ourselves. We can't just pop round to people the way we used to. We can't just invite them round for dinner or a drink in the evening. We have to go to extra efforts, and we should always go to those extra efforts, because we've learnt this year that other people are the most important thing in the world.
Right, but do you think this Rosh Hashanah will be different from every other Rosh Hashanah in terms of we are limited, we can't go to the synagogue if we've got problems, or we shouldn't have big Rosh Hashanah dinner with our family, a big celebration with extended family?
Yes, I think this is not a year for 40 people at Rosh Hashanah lunch. But, you know, that's a time for focusing on what's most important about Rosh Hashanah, which is reflecting on the past year, making resolutions for the year to come, examining ourselves and our place in the world, examining where we are in terms of our relationship with God and with other people. It might do us a lot of good, and it's not something we'd have chosen, but having been placed in this position, it might do us a lot of good to be away from the usual razzmatazz of Rosh Hashanah, with the huge services and the spectacular choral accompaniment and the big lunches with loads and loads of people. We can go to a much quieter place, both physically and also spiritually, and really think very carefully about where we want to be, where we are, and how we bridge the gap between those 2 points.
And what do you wish for your community, for us, for the world, on this Rosh Hashanah?
Well, I wish everybody a happy year, a healthy year, a peaceful year, a year of recovery, a year of healing, a year which is full of the blessings which we hoped for from the past year, which didn't come our way, but although delayed, we pray will nevertheless be showered upon all of us in the year and the years to come.
Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton, Chief Minister of the Great Synagogue, thank you so much, and I would like to wish you Shana Tova and Gmar Chatima Tova.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.